CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The suspect in yesterday's attack in Boulder, Colorado, has been formally charged.
My office has charged Mohammed Sabri Solomon, age 45, with the commission of a hate crime.
Acting U.S. Attorney Bishop Gruhl says the suspect targeted what he called Zionists, in this case, a group bringing attention to hostages in Gaza.
And when he was interviewed about the attack, he said he wanted them all to die. He had no regrets, and he would go back and do it again. He said that he had previously tried to purchase a firearm, but resorted to the Molotov cocktails when he could not purchase a gun, because he was not a legal citizen.
Officials now say 12 people were injured. CBS's Nicole Skanga reports the incident has prompted even more security nationwide.
There is a heightened police presence in large cities and have been really since that attack in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol Jewish Museum 2 weeks ago. We saw increased patrols in cities ranging from Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles to Baltimore to New York to Chicago, and that remains the case.
Delegations from Ukraine and Russia today held a second round of direct talks on ending the war. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer reports there was no breakthrough.
The talks in Istanbul ended after only an hour and a half, which tells you a lot. Ukraine says it had given the Russians its plan for a ceasefire in advance, but that Russia only offered its plan today when they showed up in Istanbul, and the Ukrainians said that just didn't give them enough time to analyze it.
The smoke from the wildfires in Canada continues to impact the northern tier of the U.S., but meteorologist Craig Allen tells us it's moving.
Most of the smoke is in the upper levels of the atmosphere, causing very hazy, discolored skies, but that smoke is being blown all the way down into the deep south, too, down the Mississippi Valley and along the Gulf states.
Northern lights could be visible in parts of the northeast following the solar storms this weekend. The sun burped out another burst of energy today that's headed to Earth. Some good news about Newark Airport, which has seen its share of troubles lately, from tech problems to an air traffic controller shortage. A construction project on a main runway wrapped up a week early. CBS's Tom Hansen.
Interesting or odd to say that a $121 million project might be the easiest hurdle that Newark has faced in this ongoing crisis.
The FAA expects to begin easing some flight limits at the airport next week. It is the second busiest airport in the New York City area. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Tomorrow is the first city council meeting at the Racine Library. The impact started today for people wanting to go up at City Hall. There's a busted elevator at City Hall needing repairs, which is causing the government to temporarily move. The move of meetings to the library will last a couple of months. The Pride flag is flying over Racine City Hall. It'll be there throughout the month, except for one day. The Pride flag will fly every day in June, except June 17th, when the thin blue line flag will be raised to honor fallen officer John Hetland. The city of Racine is declaring June 29th as Racine Pride Day and will sponsor a Pride Day celebration in partnership with the LGBTQ+ community. That'll be held at City Hall from noon to 2. A major milestone for Racine's Juneteenth celebration is on the agenda at Tuesday's city council meeting. Organizers are looking for official approval to close streets around the Dr. John Bryant Community Center on June 14th. The 50th annual event will feature family activities, performances, and local vendors from noon to 8. Redevelopment around American Family Field is still years away, but the Baseball Park District Board is moving forward with a site study mandated by law. It's connected to the 2023 $500 million stadium improvement legislation. Officials say whatever changes happen around the ballpark, they aim to preserve traditional tailgating. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Reds open a three-game series in Cincinnati tonight. Yesterday, the Brewers with a 5-2 win over the Phillies to complete their first sweep in Philadelphia in 10 years. This despite a shaky start from lefty Jose Quintana, manager Pat Murphy.
Quintana didn't have his best outing, walking three guys early. I think they all scored, or two of them scored, and then gets hit in the knee, but then responds and gives us two good innings. Our bullpen was challenged him in the zone. This is a really good team. You know, best record in the National League.
Pitcher Tyler Alexander designated for assignment. NFL, Packers resuming OTA practices this week in Green Bay. In golf, 25-year-old Maja Stark of Sweden finished 7-under par to win the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin.
It's so cool just looking at all the names on this trophy. And I mean, I love the U.S. Opens, and I'm so happy that it's mine now.
That's Maja Stark with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sunset from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a little hazy, and lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few showers and thunderstorms, highs upper 70s. On Wednesday, cooler, high in the low 60s, lingering showers and storms. Right now it's 73.
It's time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1965.
Welcome to the WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year. Today, we feature the class of 1965. A trip down memory lane. 1965, a time when our biggest screen time problem was trying to adjust the rabbit ears on the black and white TV so we could watch Bonanza without the picture looking like a snowstorm in July. Gas was 31 cents a gallon. Seatbelts, optional. Helmets, what are those? We rode our bikes like we were invincible. No GPS either. Our navigation system was mom's handwritten directions on the back of a grocery list. On the radio in 1965, we were listening to The Beatles and Ticket to Ride on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion.
I think I'm gonna be sad.
I think I'm gonna be sad.
From 1965, it's The Beatles and Ticket to Ride on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1965. The Beatles taped a performance of that song that was broadcast on an episode of The Ed Sullivan Show that aired on September 12, 1965, and that, incidentally, was the final Ed Sullivan Show broadcast in black and white. Well, 1965 saw some violence in Selma, Alabama, with Bloody Sunday, as witnessed in this recent news report.
Hundreds of black demonstrators took to the streets demanding the right to vote, and they were met with violence and brutal beatings from police and state troopers. The response from law enforcement was condemned by leaders across the country and eventually led to the passage of the Voting Rights Act later that year.
On the radio in 1965, we were listening to Fontella Bass and Rescue Me on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1965. It's Fontella Bass and Rescue Me on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1965. Despite co-writing that song, Bass initially did not get a writing credit. It took more than 20 years and much litigation before she was given her due share of the songwriting and royalties. Well, in 1965, there was new breakfast cereal on the kids' tables, Honeycomb.
What a real good treat, having breakfast sweet as honeycomb.
This new corn cereal is real sweet, a big crisp treat, sweet as honey all through.
And on the radio in 1965, we were listening to Diana Ross and the Supremes. 1965, it's Diana Ross and the Supremes and Stop in the Name of Love on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1965. The Supremes' choreography for that song involved one hand on the hip and the other outstretched in a stop gesture. They performed it on an episode of the ABC variety program Shindig, which aired on Wednesday, February 24th, 1965. What else were we watching on TV in 1965? How about I Dream of Jeannie? I Dream of Jeannie premiered in September of 1965. A year when TV dinners were at the height of convenience. They took 45 minutes in the oven. That was fast food. And while they cooked, you'd gather the family to watch Ed Sullivan introduce this little band from Liverpool that changed everything. Oh, and fashion, miniskirts were rising, bouffants were towering, and every dad had at least one pair of plaid golf pants he was strangely proud of. That is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1965. Join us just after the 5 p.m. news tomorrow afternoon as we feature the class of 1972.
June is packed with more savings thanks to WRJN Big Deals. Don't miss our Big Deals of the Day every Wednesday and Friday, featuring awesome offers from our local partners. And here's the secret to save even more. Keep listening to WRJN and the Civic Media app. Each of our hosts will share an exclusive promo code you can use all month long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and stretch your budget further with WRJN Big Deals.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, "How do you sleep at night?" Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. There's still time. Come to Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale. Get here soon and save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic and get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Summer, summer, summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang Sally now, baby. Oh, Lord. Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Brewers baseball's coming up here in a little bit. We've got the Brewers taking on the Reds tonight, and Brewers baseball is brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. See the entire Brewers schedule online at WRJN.com.
Come see what's brewing.
Go Crew. Baseball coming up just after the bottom of the hour on WRJN.
That we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Children. got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. The happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody does it better than WRJN's award-winning Mike Clemens. From the Brewers and Badgers to the Bucks and Packers, check out his hourly updates. And we've got Brewers baseball coming up next on WRJN. Have a great night.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A major milestone for Racine's Juneteenth celebration is on the agenda at Tuesday's City Council meeting. Organizers are looking for official approval to close streets around the Dr. John Bryant Community Center on June 14th. The 50th annual event will feature family activities, performances, and local vendors from noon to 8. If approved, the closures would impact Caron Butler Drive from Grand to Wisconsin, a portion of Wisconsin from Caron Butler to the DeCoven Center, and part of Roosevelt Park Drive would be impacted. A reminder that tomorrow's Common Council meeting will be held at the library. Starting today, an elevator is out at City Hall. We're right around that $3 a gallon mark in Racine and Kenosha counties today.
Melissa Kay has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Gas prices fell 7.1 cents over the last week for an average of $2.96 today. This is 1.5 cents higher than a month ago and over 36 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say while the rest of the nation has seen a gentle descent in prices, the Great Lakes region has seen notable declines after a minor refinery issue was resolved. Gasoline inventories are somewhat tight heading into summer. However, increased refinery output should help to bring future price declines. Officials did warn that unexpected outages could still cause short-term price bumps. Prices in central Wisconsin today.
Show you the colors that are red. Someone is waiting just for you. Spinning wheel, spinning true. Drop all your troubles by the riverside. Catch a painted pony on the spinning wheel ride.
For nearly 100 years, WRJN has been Racine's hometown station, still on 1400 AM. You can also hear us on 99.9 and 98.1 FM. Our commitment to local news remains strong. Our commitment to local events and groups is growing. We're working hard to earn our place as Racine's go-to source for all things local. From news to shopping to timely information you need to stay in touch with the city and county. From Radio Park, it's local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Need. Oh, chance. You always will be mine. It's eternal love. When other love are gone, ours will be strong. We'll have our very own everlasting love.
We'll love to last forever. We'll love to last
would have seen those headlights coming. And I wouldn't have run that light. I wouldn't have to hear Mary say those haunting words tonight. In my heart I still can dance, and if I had one more chance, I'd go round and round and never sit down. And it's so hard to understand, but it's out of our hands. I guess God's got a bigger plan. God's got a bigger plan. If we hadn't had that wreck that night, wouldn't have found the cancer that might have ended your life. On my knees, I thank God every day. I can still pick you up, hold you close and say, baby, can I have this dance while we've got one more chance? Let's go round and round and never sit down. And it's so hard to understand, but it's out of our hands. I guess God's got a bigger plan. God's got a bigger plan. And I guess God's got a bigger plan. God's got a bigger plan.
Yeah, streaming is a very convenient thing. However, due to our contract with the ball club, WRJN can only carry the game on the air, not on our stream. So, with that being said, we're going to continue to play the timeless hits on the stream while the game is on the air. Find the whole ball game in its entirety on WRJN AM 1400, 99.9 FM, or 98.1 FM in Kenosha. We've got the game on the air while the timeless hits play on the stream.
Satan, don't want to die uneasy, just let me go naturally, and when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be one child. In a world to carry on, yeah.
Thank you. be in the sky. But what you aiming for?
I'll just take your glass.
WRJN.
For nearly 100 years, WRJN has been Racine's hometown station. Still on 1400 AM. You can also hear us on 99.9 and 98.1 FM. Our commitment to local news remains strong. Our commitment to local events and groups is growing. We're working hard to earn our place as Racine's go-to source for all things local. From news to shopping to timely information you need to stay in touch with the city and county. From Radio Park, it's local news and timeless hits. WRJN.